Joe Martin, JOEMARTIN, State Executive Director, Minnesota Farm Service Agency.
Joe, let's talk about some upcoming deadlines important to farmers. The first being the most immediate, that's the Margin Protection Program, a program that's had some alterations this year that should make it more profitable to dairy producers. But a June 1 deadline means farmers need to act soon.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. As you mentioned, Margin Protection Program for our dairy producers out there. This is your last week to get into your county FSA office to enroll in that program. There were some key changes that Congress did make to the program to make it more attractive, namely that premiums were reduced for Tier 1 production. When we say Tier 1 production, that's up to 5 million pounds, also triggering monthly payments rather than bi-monthly. And then I think the big thing is the margin, the way the calculations look right now, it's going to be triggering payments for the last couple months, and we're going to be able to deliver those payments in early June. So if folks get in to sign a program, they could see some dollars delivered on the program.
Joe, with the changes and also with just a lot of headwinds going against dairy right now, I would imagine you're hearing a lot from producers. What are some of the most common questions related to MPP right now?
Well, I think the main question we hear is, you know, what's the difference between this program and the prior program? And so on that front, we also, I think the really key question, and I can appreciate this, is, you know, this does function like an insurance program. So producers do need to pay a premium. And just with the economics right now that some of our producers are cash strapped and are a little bit worried about making that outlay for the premium. The one thing I can assure folks is that your county office, they can set up an assignment. So that means that any payments that we delivered, we can offset the price of that premium by the dollars that the program are receiving. So this could lead to either no or minimal out-of-pocket outlay for the program.
So here we are talking Tuesday morning, the 29th. So we get to June 1st here. And farmers are looking at their calendar and they don't know if they can get into the FSA office ahead of June 1. Are there alternative options? Can they call ahead, make an appointment? Can they do some things online?
The best thing they can do is if you can't physically get into the office before June 1, reach out to your county FSA office and schedule appointment. We will be able to, what we call, run a register. So but we do need to hear from you prior to June 1, but we can do some work after that June 1 deadline, but we need to hear from you first that you're interested in signing into the program.
Anything else on MPP?
I think we hit the main points here. Is June 1 deadline. We were able to do assignments to offset the price of the premium, and then if folks do need to, there is some selections that dairy producers will need to make. What is the level of coverage that they wish to select, so they can select between 25 and 90% of their production history. The coverage levels are between $4 and $8. You select in 50-cent increments. The best thing you can do as a dairy producer is go onto our website. There's a selection tool there. There's also selection tools out there and other resources. Plug in your numbers and make a decision that's best for your operation on what the coverage levels that you really want to choose.
Another deadline and a little more of a window for crop farmers, get your acres certified July 16th for that. So what's the process involved?
So thanks for that question. July 16th is our next big deadline for all those folks out there who participate in crop insurance. You do need to get your acreage certified by July 16th. The big message I have is if you're finished planting, get into the office now. Don't wait till July 16th. As we know, this year has been a tough year for some farmers. Some are done. Some are still planting. So just to avoid those delays of everybody coming in that last week, I just encourage everybody who is done, schedule your appointment, get in early to get that done, just to avoid the backlogs in the offices.
Somewhat related to that, and I'm just curious from an FSA perspective, how closely you're monitoring the potential of some prevent plant acres, especially in south central, southeastern Minnesota, where the rain just continues to come. And as you look at your planting dates for corn, you know, we got that May 31st deadline, and then you see your insurance coverage weakening as you move into June, and kind of how you're following along with that process, Joe.
Well, we're following the reports just like you and the weather, and we hope that we have some planting windows that open up and allow people to get their crop in before those deadlines. The main message I have for everyone is if you're approaching those crop insurance deadlines and you don't have the crops in that you wish, and you're exploring potential prevented plant, the main person you need to be in contact with is your crop insurance agent.
Another item here is, as farmers look at another year where margins are pretty tight and kind of using loans where you can, and they're monitoring interest rates pretty closely. I understand from a loan perspective, you're probably getting some inquiries now, or maybe will be later in the summer, as far as some building projects, things like that. And what do you want producers to know?
Our loan sector is busy. We're continuing to do a lot of guarantees and directs, and this really hits on two fronts. I guess the main message is for those who are looking at improving their marketing opportunities, who may be even looking at catching this construction season to put up some new storage facilities. We still do have the Farm Storage Facility Loan program available, which is a loan program that you can put up grain bins, feed storage areas, bulk tanks. We can borrow up to $500,000 for 3 to 12 years. Interest rates are pretty attractive there, 2.5, 2.875, depending on the term. So that program's there. The other side of this, I think, people are getting into the marketing year, if things are going sideways and finances aren't looking the best, procrastination is not a good strategy. I think it's best off to have those conversations early on rather than waiting until next fall or winter when the loan payment's due. Be out there, talk to your bankers so they can talk to us. So if you need a potential loan guarantee, we can work on those early on rather than working on them all next fall and winter. And if the guarantees don't work, we do have the direct loan option too for both the operating and farm ownership side.
Well, hopefully this doesn't sound like a shot at our federal government, and I know it's not procrastination with the Farm Bill. There's just some division on policy there. But as farmers are seeing things unfold with the Farm Bill debate and wondering about the next Farm Bill, when it's done, and how the programs get rolled out, things like that. We're looking at the Title I programs, ARC, PLC. What are the future programs going to look like? And with FSA, you're kind of communicating what's going on in Washington and how it's going to impact at the farm level. So as you're seeing this thing go, Joe, I'm sure you're getting questions about that too, just the Farm Bill and the risk management tools and things like that.
Sure. Yeah, we get lots of questions, just like I'm sure you do on the future of the next Farm Bill. And as Congress is leading on this. They set the policy and the law, and we'll stand ready to implement any of the new changes. So we'll stay tuned, and we'll see what the House and Senate have in store for us. But as the executive branch of government, we're in close communication, and we got a team of folks who will sort through whatever Congress gives us, and we'll be ready to implement any new changes.
But ARC and PLC right now, it's just business as usual on those programs.
Yep, it is business as usual. And just as a reminder, everyone, for folks who that does require everybody to sign up to that program every year. So we do have that August 1st deadline. If you haven't come in and signed in all of your parcels into the program, make sure that you get that taken care of too.
And I know it's been very heavily ARC County with corn soybean farmers. Do you think we'll see, or is it even possible to switch over if you've been in ARC to go to PLC, and if that might be attractive to more people based on current economics?
I've heard that speculation, and I hate to speculate from this side, but I think as whatever Congress comes up with, I know that we'll need a new farm bill. As of now, if Congress will need to authorize us to offer farmers to make an election to change programs. So, like I said, we're monitoring the situation just like everybody in terms of what Congress is going to come forward with their next farm bill.
All right, deadline for MPP sign-up is June 1. Get your acres certified by July 16th. ARC PLC deadline there in August. Anything else we need to cover today?
No, I appreciate the time. I think we covered lots of things. I just encourage everyone to, if you haven't, make it into your county offices, take care of the important business that we do, and hope everyone has a great summer.